Off-season workouts for everyone,
I'm
including
tired.
Yours truly and Voice of the Vikings,
my
Paul.
My third chin just got worn out.
The off-season program has begun, and it's very exciting around here at TCO Performance Center, Voice of the Vikings,
Hi.
Paul Allen, Wobby, Between the Lines.
Hi, great to be back.
Off-season program edition brought to you by Gatorade. Thanks for watching, everyone. Great to have you back.
Yeah, great to be back. Off-season workouts underway, then organized team activities.
National Football League draft, mandatory minicamp, chill, training camp, preseason at Denver. Regular season, let's play.
All right, let's start at the beginning of everything with news. Middle linebacker Eric Kendricks locked up to a contract extension the other day. That's good news.
Yep, game changer. Led the team in tackles three consecutive years. Has a couple of pick sixes under his belt. And I think what's significant here is with the perceived or maybe accurate guaranteed money given to quarterback Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the fans were concerned. Great. You give Cousins 3 years and whatever promised, and you're not going to be able to re-sign any of your key defensive players. One down.
Right.
More to come.
Yeah, tough one with that narrative. Now, I mean, you got Danielle Hunter. You've got Anthony Barr. You've got Trey Wayne, Stephon Diggs. Lots of things to get done, and there's time to do that. But for now, we got Eric Kendricks, the man in the middle, locked down, and that's good news. The draft.
Yeah.
What are you vibing with the draft?
Well, who are we taking at 30?
I haven't decided yet.
Why don't you go ahead at Vikings.com, lay into some preferred names at 30.
Well, are you talking about names that we could select or names of teams with whom we could trade?
Why don't you look into the camera and say, look, Mr. General Manager, if you don't take this guy at 30, you will be making an egregious error.
No, the egregious error would be me doing that. So I'm not going to do that.
And all of a sudden you'd be like, here are my numbers to get in. How come they don't work?
Exactly. There'd be a new host for Between the Lines.
Right.
And we don't want that.
Nope. We love you.
What are the 9 to noon listeners wanting? What's the discussion?
A lot of offensive line speculation.
Yeah.
9 to noon and via my Twitter feed. You know, the offensive line for the Vikings last year was better, certainly markedly better than it was in 2016. Mm-hmm. Personally, I still think it can be better. So I expect the Vikings to hone in and focus on offensive line throughout this draft. Doesn't have to be 30, but I bet you they do focus on it. I think a lot of people look at it that way who listen to my radio show. They would like to see certain offensive linemen. Nobody's really married to any one name because when you're at 30, you kind of can't be. But offensive line is what we hear a lot. What about via the mailbag? What do you hear a lot?
Offensive line for sure.
Yeah.
And some people want other positions. Some people want running back. Some people want to fortify the defense. You can't go wrong giving Mike Zimmer a young, talented player. Some people want a trade.
Yeah.
And I think the good thing is
that could happen.
We had a great season. We were 13-3, so we're picking 30th. I mean, so much is going to happen in front of us. That's going to determine what we do. I don't think we're going to know, you know, until we get halfway through the first round what kind of the area of focus will be. It's a good spot to be in.
You know, there are a couple of things with this draft where I'm going to be casting my gaze the way of the team re-signs Eric Kendricks, one of the best defensive players in the NFL. He's here, and I don't know the particulars of the deal, but from what I've read online from those who get the game, seems to be a pretty fair deal for everybody, the player and the team. Mm-hmm. Got Cousins, you got Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph locked up. So team should be good for years. Dalvin Cook's back. Now, with the Cousins deal, it probably means that you can't necessarily keep everybody that you may want to keep. So when I watch the draft, I want to see certain players they draft in certain spots and see if they play in 2018 to see if they're potential replacements. Got no idea who they would be. You know, with Jarius Wright going to the Carolina Panthers, we got Diggs, we got Thielen. Treadwell's still a big question mark. I'm kind of expecting a receiver in a spot where maybe that receiver can play.
I'm just excited to see who Andrew Sendejo is going to beat out for a safety spot
right.
this year, because every single year we bring in a free agent and a draft pick, and Sendejo wins.
Anthony Harris might beat him.
Okay.
I mean, Anthony Harris is in the mix, and that's a good thing. Spielman and his staff and Zimmer and their staff have done. They have created competition all throughout this roster. I think we could use some depth at linebacker. I like Sheldon Richardson as the three technique. Was kind of negative to see Shamar Stephen leave, honestly. I was not only fond of the seventh rounder from UConn on the field, but off the field. So maybe some interior defensive line depth.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, man, the team was 13-3. It's already a really good team.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tinker with certain spots now.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is when you lose guys like Shamar Stephen and Tom Johnson, it creates an opportunity for someone like Jahlil Johnson, a draft pick last year, to seize an opportunity, which is what Tom Johnson and Shamar Stephen did a few years ago. They seized an opportunity, so hopefully we can get someone to do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of opportunity, the opportunity to consume the Vikings schedule will come shortly. We don't know when exactly.
Is it soon?
No, I think so. Ooh. I think it's coming up pretty soon. It's usually around draft time. Yeah. Now, everyone is going to speculate that we're going to open the season at Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's what
they?
Everyone's going to think.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think it'd be fine. Couldn't care less. Play Philadelphia first Thursday of the season, anytime in December. The Vikings are obviously markedly better than what we saw in the NFC title game at Philadelphia. The schedule's tough. It was tough last year. I'm not big into looking at what's going to happen in November and December when we break down a schedule in April with the wins and losses. I do it on the radio because it's fun and people, you know, want my show to do it. But you're at New England, you're at the LA Rams, you're at Philadelphia, you're at Seattle. Then, of course, you have the division games. Got some tough teams playing us here.
Saints.
Yeah, tough schedule, man. Can't wait. Good.
It's a first-place schedule.
So
we'll play all the division winners in the NFC, and then we have to go and play the AFC East as well. We're at Seattle, which is never an easy team to play. Arizona coming here. New Orleans coming here. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I can't wait to break it out. Hopefully, they'll come out here and do it.
Well, there is a theme with former Vikings, specifically former Vikings quarterbacks on our schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, Sam Bradford in Arizona coming to U.S. Bank Stadium.
How'd that last game Sam played at U.S. Bank Stadium work out? Pretty well.
Yeah, he was good.
NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Yeah. We are at Teddy. What else? What else do we have?
Case Keenum in the preseason.
Kyle Sloter in the preseason at Denver. Let's go with that.
The Kyle Sloter ball. So lots going on. Lots.
I regret you let Kyle go, mark my words.
Lots of reasons to stay tuned here to Vikings.com. Lots of fun stuff coming up, including Canterbury. That's opening up for you coming up soon.
Yes, sir. Horse races and hope with the Minnesota Vikings. May 4th for Canterbury. Be there.
All right. Thanks to Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, for joining us. I'm Wobby signing off for now. Between the Lines, offseason program launch edition is over. Thank you, Gatorade. Thank you all for watching. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.